Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about being with you. And it's just you and me, it turns out. And we're having a little bit of an issue connecting to our guest this half hour, but you and I are going to continue to march. And I've got several different things I want to talk to you about. And for example, in the next segment, I'm going to talk to you about the stealth benefit of being a small business owner. That's one of the things I'm going to talk about. In a segment after that, I'm going to talk to you about the media. Some concerns I have about the media. But in the meantime, something completely different. I want to tag on to what Rob Grady and I were just talking about. He was giving us four different areas to think about when you're selling services, when you're selling an intangible. And one of the things that he talked about was making sure, was asking your customers where their problems are. I call that where's the pain. And if you know someone well enough, you can say that to them. Where's the pain? If you don't, just ask them questions that will tell you what the pain is. And the way I prefer to focus, in the old days, you would have thought that the pain would be coming from competitors. And it probably was. And so you spent a lot of time talking about how to help them be more competitive with against their competitors. But see, today, competition is different than it was in the old days. It's not even the most important concern of yours today. In what I'm calling the age of the customer, the most concerning thing is being relevant. There's a relevance level first, and then you have to be competitive after that. And so that's the reason why I prefer to when I'm talking to a customer about where their pain is, I prefer to talk to them about what they're doing to serve their customers. You've heard me talk about this before. Help your customers help their customers. In my opinion, it's one of the most important 21st century thoughts you can have when you're when you're running your business. How can I wake up in the morning, while driving to work, turn the lights on, unlocking the door? How can I help my customers help their customers? If you'll keep that in mind, and even if you're in retail and your customer is the consumer, well, their family is their customer, right? More than likely, you're selling something that their family is going to consume. That's their customer. If you're not a B2B company, obviously, if you're business to business, your customers have customers who are the consumers. So if you'll do this, folks, if you'll help your customers, help their customers, you'll have customers you can't run off because your competitors aren't doing that. Your competitors are trying to think, how can I beat Sue or how can I beat Joe, instead of thinking about the customer. The key to relevance is not to concern yourself with what the competitors are doing. Obviously, you've got to be competitive. But the first order of concern is whether you're relevant to your customers. And the way to be relevant to them is to find a way to make it easier for them to serve their customers, to deliver their promise to their customers. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you'll do this, and I practice what I preach. I've been doing this for a long time, what I just told you. I've been doing it for decades. And what I've been able to do before, I've been able to help my customers, help their customers, help their customers. In fact, more than once, I've gone four deep Customers help customers help customers help customers. And it's the most beautiful thing I've ever done. If you want to get a customer that no competitor can kick you out at, if you want to get a customer that will shout your name to the rooftops, to their friends, and to refer you like crazy, become a referral machine. If you want a relationship like that with customers, don't worry about your competition first. First, worry about being relevant to your customer. And the first order of business in being relevant is, how can I help them? How can I help my customers help their customers? Folks, this works. I am living proof of that. Quick break, 22. I'm Jim Blessing, and I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.